wants you back.
Hey, it's a little past 1:35. He wants you back alive. Michael Jackson with the Jackson 5. Point don't know it. It's a special million-dollar weekend. I'm Stephen Lee Cook, the original weekend warrior.
I'm Johnny Randolph here, 84 WHAS. There we go. Let's turn the mic on, doesn't it? All right, now the question for trivia is, this is a tough one. We're going to sign you up for basketball bucks, and we're also going to fix you up with dinner for two at the banquet tables. Oh, almost gave the answer. There are three people, lead singers of these groups, who are doing the same thing today. They all have the same occupation. No, they do not own a bar. They do not own a nightclub. They are not bums. They don't work in gas stations. Those are some of the answers that we had. The Skyliners, who the lead singer was Jimmy Beaumont. Just, I doubt if this will help, but it may. The Casinos, whose lead singer was Gene Hughes. The Fireballs, whose lead singer was Jimmy Gilmer. All of them are down in Nashville. What are they doing today? What's their occupation? 571-8484, and they are not singers, might add. 571-8484, what do you think? Here's the original kite-flying song. Here's Wendy.
WHAS Million Dollar Weekend time is 1:43. That's the association from 1967. Oh, everyone knows that it's windy.
That's right. We've had a million and a half guesses, Steve, and none of them are correct. They are not record producers. Should say that. Not record producers. They do not own record shops. That's what most people are saying. We're asking what the lead singers of the group, the Skyliners, who had Since I Don't Have You in 1959, and the lead singer of the group, the Casinos, who had Then You Could Tell Me Goodbye in 1967, and the lead singer of the Fireballs, who had Bottle of Wine, to Jimmy Gilmer, who also had Sugar Shack in 1963. What are they doing today? They all have the same occupation in Nashville, and it is good for two dinners to the banquet table. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They also sign you for basketball. Yes, it is. I just ate there a couple days ago, as a matter of fact. That's a good one here.
Banquet table, that's my client there.
Well, this sounds like some of them honky-tonk women here, doesn't it?
1969 here. This is Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones. 84 WHAS. WHAS, Frida Payne, studied to be an opera singer, and she was in town here not too long ago.
Is she still free of pain?
I think so.
Well, we have no winners yet, Steve, by the way, on the trivia. Well, you ought to give a hint here. The question is, the Skyliners, the group it has Since I Don't Have You, and the Casinos, Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye, and Jimmy Gilmer of Sugar Shack fame and the Fireballs fame, or the group of Fireballs, all have one thing in common today. They all have the same occupation. What is it? They are not record producers, but they do something for a record company. They
and
do something
what is this for good a record for? Company.
This is good for. They're good for dinner for two at the banquet table. And it's also good to sign up for some basketball bucks here at 84 WHAS. The telephone number to answer the question, 571-8484.
All right, thank you, Johnny. Once again, the 84 WHAS radar forecast for this beautiful Sunday afternoon.
But Jim Porter's has one of Louisville's largest dance floors, so dance up a storm to the new sounds at Jim Porter's.
Tonight, Cosmo and the Counts. Monday, the Sultans. Tuesday through Saturday, the Marlins.
Going back to 1969, when your Million Dollar Weekend continues next on 84 WHAS.
84 WHAS is constant. Keeping you up on the time and latest temperature. But if you want it instantly, we'll help you do that too. Just dial the 84 WHAS time and temp line, 585-5961. That's 585-5961 for the current time and temperature. Constantly or instantly, take your pick. It's a service of 84 WHAS.
That's CCR from 1969 on a very special million-dollar weekend. I'm Stephen Lee Cook along with Johnny Randolph at 1:55. And, John, do we have a winner yet on our trivia contest?
Not yet, Steve. We have a trivia contest going on right now.
Well, let's put some folks on the air here.
Three lead singers of groups back in the late 50s and early 60s are all doing the same thing in Nashville today. They're all doing it for a record company, I might add. There's one word that starts with an E. That's what they're all doing right now.
Okay, let's try this person. First person on line one over here.
All right, WHAS, what do you think the answer is?
Disc jockey.
disc jockeys. No, thank you. Bye, WHAS. What do you think the answer is? What do you think? Obviously didn't know. WHAS.
Hello?
Hello? Test.
This one here.
WHAS. What do you think the answer is?
Entrepreneurs.
Well, not really. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Looking for one word. WHAS. Starts with an E. What do you think it is?
Hello?
Are they engineers?
No. Good guess, though. Thank you. Bye.
Good try.
WHAS. What do you think the answer is?
No, they're not
doing
that.
Something like, not that either. WHAS. What do you think the answer is?
Executive.
Hey! Boy, get this person's name or they are record
okay,
company executives.
Okay, write it down. The person is a winner and everything that goes along with it.
They head up record companies, individual record companies down in Nashville, the biggies. All right, let's get to who's this caller?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello, here we are. We don't know how to run the equipment. That's why I only work one day a year. What's your name?
Denise Franklin.
Hey, Denise.
Yeah.
Oh, Denise, Shooby-Doo.
Right.
Okay. Randy the Rainbows.
Right. 1963.
Whoa, Denise has got that one, doesn't she? All right, we'll get your address here. Hang on, Denise, all right?
Here's your guy, Johnny.
Oh, Marvin, stand up when you say that, boy. Oh, from Lexington, Kentucky, Marvin Gaye, 84 WHAS.
You are so wonderful.
Four WHAS, pad up and with a spiral staircase from 1969. I love you more today than yesterday. Stephen Lee Cook, the original Weekend Warrior, back for a special edition on your Million Dollar Weekend with John Randolph.
Yes, sir, the original something or other. Back for one day.
What we got coming up tonight, John?
Well, there's a lot of things going on this afternoon. First of all, Leonard Yates will be here at 4 o'clock, Steve. He'll be counting down the top 10 songs
from 17 years ago today.
Right. Yeah. Now, the reason that Leonard's on a little early is because we're going to find out how the pairings are going to the upcoming NCAA 64 team tournament this afternoon. We're going to have updates between 5:30 and 6 o'clock on which teams are selected and where they'll be playing, et cetera, et cetera. Then at 6 o'clock, it's a sports talk special from Kansas City with Kaywood Ledford. He's going to be analyzing the pairings, taking comments on the upcoming tournament. So be sure to listen right here to 84 WHAS for pairing coverage this afternoon on your number one station for sports, 84 WHAS. It's a good thing.
WHAS, Paul Revere and the Raiders featuring Mark Lindsay from 1967. That's a good thing, baby.
You may not remember, Steve, but when Paul Revere and the Raiders were out at Freedom Hall and I was emceeing a concert, this was back in whenever they were popular, back in the early 70s, I suppose, and some well-meaning fan, they thought, brought them his big, beautiful chocolate cake. Oh. Right before the start of the concert, they sat back there before the concert started, and they wolfed down that chocolate cake like they hadn't eaten in a week. And the chocolate cake was made, the chocolate part was all X-Lax.
I kid you not,
Freedom Hall, I'm telling you, Steve, 16,000 people out there, and I'm telling you, the band never finished a song with all of them intact. It happened that way, 1972, boom, 12 years ago today.
12 years ago today, and you heard it from one of the members of the board of directors of the Radio Legends Club, folks. All right, let's take care of some biz here. The Pekin, Indiana, of course, Pekin, Indiana, the home of the owner, president, and general manager of the state of Indiana. Bill Cody. Anyway, their volunteer fire department is sponsoring a basketball game. He said he's going to come down today for
a while.
He
has a long drive, doesn't he?
But like me, he's about as far that way as I am that way. All right,
That's true.
Anyway, the Pekin, Indiana Volunteer Fire Department is sponsoring this game between the staff of the East Washington and Borden High Schools. It'll be this Saturday, 7 p.m. All proceeds will benefit the 84 WHAS, WHAS Crusade for Children. Thank you very much.
Million Dollar Weekend, 84, WHAS.
Well, what do you say there? That's Neil Diamond and Cherry Cherry here at 84 WHAS. I'm Johnny Randolph along with Steve Cook. We got some reverse trivia, Steve.
Yeah.
All right, somebody call up and ask Steve Cook any question you want to about rock and roll trivia. Ask me about music. Doesn't know anything about anything else. 571-8484. You want to ask Steve a question? What's his coming to you on a dirt road?
Got
loving by truckload. Boy, they don't run it like he used to, do they? Sam and Dave.
We'll get you signed up for basketball bucks. 84 WHAS.
Oh, man. Coming to you on a dust road.
84 WHAS, Sam and Dave from 1967.
Well, Steve, got a trivia question here. Somebody can ask us some trivia. Hi, all who's this?
Hello? Stout.
Who, please?
Sharon Stout.
Sharon Stout. Okay.
Stout.
Oh, Stout. Oh, okay. All right, Sharon Stout. What's your question here for Steve?
Okay, it is, what artist recorded I Don't Need You for Liberty Records in 1981?
I Don't Need... That's
Pounder,
what I was...
Pounder, Procrastinate, Procrastinate.
Program director over in Frankfurt at the time, at WFKY, and...
Plug.
I think... That was Kenny Rogers.
You're right.
Oh, right.
Okay, thank you.
Well, what does he win? Just kidding. Thank you.
You're right.
All thanks.
Right.
Try
bye-bye.
Another one here.
All right.
Cold turkey.
Hi there. Oh, there we go. Messing up again.
All right.
I don't know how to operate this equipment, folks. Hey, I'm just a dumb disc jockey, and I don't know nothing about machinery. How about the weather forecast, huh? What a day this is. Sunny and a high of 65, the night increasing cloudiness, 40% chance of showers, low of 50, and mostly cloudy, 50% chance of rain tomorrow, high of 68. It is 60 degrees at 84 WHAS.
You a Hoosier rooter? Cat fan? Cardinal booster? Doesn't matter. You can win basketball bucks from 84 WHAS. And you don't have to be an expert to score. Pick the right envelope and you're a winner. Maybe even as much as $500. To register, just send us a card. Then, listen, because that's how you win basketball bucks here on 84 WHAS.
Love is a Spoonful, dishing up another hit. Clever. I didn't write that either. All right, how about a trivia question here at 84 WHAS? Now, the Love and Spoonful used to be known as what? Two-part question for trivia. Love and Spoonful used to be known as what? And also, if you want to take a step farther than that, one of the singers of the what used to be in what group? 571-8484, Love and Spoonful used to be known as what group? Starts with an M. Trivia time to get you in the 84 WHAS College Musical Knowledge. Here's Johnny Rivers.
How can you tell me how much you missed me? Oh, with you by my side, this world can't keep us down.
84 WHAS, welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town from 1966. Johnny Rivers. On 84 WHAS with Stephen Lee Cook and the owner, president, and general manager of Danville, Kentucky, Johnny Randolph. We'll be here till 4 o'clock today. Then we're going to take our wives out to Barstown Road and murder a slam of ribs.
Yes, sir. Kill them hogs.
I don't like you. You know you really got a
the greatest hits of all time. You're listening to $1 Million Weekend on the Big 84 WHAS.
Summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity?
That is the Love and Spoonful, Summer in the City, for Butch Stewart and all the folks over in the capital city, Frankfurt, listening in. Stephen Lee Cook, along with Johnny Randolph, at $232 million weekend time.
Well,
and
go ahead, Steve.
What do we have there, John?
Well, we got Carl Klein who called up. We had the question. Love and Spoonful, used to be known as what group? And in what group before that? Mugwumps and Mamas and the Papas. Either answer would have worked out. So Carl Klein is now a member of the 84 WHAS College of Musical Knowledge. How about them apples?
Oh, they're great. And here they are. 1966, Mamas and Papas on your $1 Million Weekend from 84 WHAS.
Monday. Don't forget now, this afternoon on 84 WHAS, Leonard will be here at 4 o'clock, special time today, because he's going to be counting down the top 10 songs the way they were 17 years ago today. Now, the reason that Leonard's on early is because after that, we're going to be finding out the pairings for the upcoming NCAA 64 team tournament on Sunday afternoon. We're going to have the updates between 5:30 and 6 here on 84 WHAS on which teams are selected and where they'll be playing. Then at 6 o'clock, it's a sports talk special from Kansas City with Kay Wood analyzing the pairings and taking comments on the upcoming tournament. So be sure to be listening for the pairing coverage this afternoon right here on your numero uno station for sports, 84 WHAS. I'm Johnny Randolph, along with the original Weekend Warrior, Steve Cook. back for a day. I don't know about you. Yes, sir. All right, reverse trivia.
Reverse trivia, that's fine, all right. 571-8484.
You ask the questions, and if we get the answers, you got to give us the prize. How about that?
All right.
Only helicopter traffic reports keep you ahead of the game and out of traffic troubles. And only 84WHAS gives you helicopter traffic reports. Mornings with Wayne Berkey. Afternoons with Bill Cody. Skywatch 84, the area's only helicopter traffic reports, looking after you. Travel with us here on the only station you need, 84WHAS.
WHAS, a young Holt Unlimited from 1969. That's Soulful Strut. Stephen Lee Cook along with Johnny Randolph and company. And we got someone on the phone that's going to do some reverse trivia with us right now. And, of course, if they get it right, or if whatever, well, if we fail to answer their trivia question correctly, they will be signed up for Basketball Bucks, where you can win your share of the hundreds and thousands of dollars in cash we are giving away. So, as they say in the trades, let's go to the phone.
Let's go to the phone.
All right. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. What's the question?
Yeah. Do you know who sung Playboy in the 60s?
Playboy in the 60s.
Marvelous. Marvelettes.
The Marvelettes.
No.
No. Uh-oh.
No.
Huh? Uh-oh. Tilt. Who was it?
Gene and Debbie.
Gene, he's right.
Gene and Debbie.
Yeah.
On all-time
favorite. On the Hickory label from Nashville. That's right. Gene and Debbie. Man's absolutely right. He got us, Steve.
Well, we got to sign him up for Basketball Buckaroos. Hang on there, okay? What's your name? What's your name?
David Mattingly.
Okay, Dave, hang in there. We'll get you signed up for Basketball Bucks, all right?
Okay.
242-84-WHAS.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Joy to the fishes and the deep blue sea.
I used to just drive me nuts when I was just in high school in Middletown, Ohio, working at a radio station. He's in Middletown. Used to bring up his little old tapes, record on cassette, and say, listen to this, Mr. Randolph, you know, stuff like that. I ignored him. Look what happened to him, huh? Went out and made millions. Here I am working part-time. Now I'm in for one day. Here at WHAS, I'm Johnny Randolph, reincarnated from one day from Danville, Kentucky.
WKLO.
That's right. Buy time on a radio station, make you happy, make you millions, all that other stuff. We got some reverse trivia here, don't we, Steve?
Yeah.
Who's on the phone?
Hello.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Are you talking to me?
Oh, yeah, yes. I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah. Who's this?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, sure are.
Okay, I can't hardly hear you. Who wrote God Bless America?
Gee, I tell you, Kate Smith sung it. I don't know who wrote it. Do you know, Steve? Oh, I don't. Who did?
Hey.
Irving Berlin.
No, who wrote it?
That's right.
Irving Berlin?
Right.
You mean
dude,
pull on right out of the
air. How about that?
Sorry.
Whoa, is he a wizard?
It was a good try.
Huh?
Boy, you're all right.
Well, okay. Maybe we get some more reverse trivia here. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, right. Bye-bye. Okay.
We'll try another one here. Just take a while.
Okay, yeah. WHAS reverse trivia. Who's this?
Hello?
This is Denny Caskey.
Yeah.
Who recorded under the name of Billy Dixon in the 1950s?
Billy Dixon.
Right.
Ooh, give me a hint. How about a hint?
Popular through the mid-70s.
Popular through the mid-70s.
With a group and as an individual.
Maybe a tilt here, Steve. What do you think? Bill Dixon.
Take a wild guess.
Guess. I give up. Who?
Frankie Valli.
Oh, good question.
All right, here's one for you, for him. You're a Four Seasons fan, are you, on the phone here?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
Hang on, I'll get you signed up,
all right,
up
the
too.
Group before the Four Seasons, do you remember what group that, not Frankie Valli, but a couple of members of the Four Seasons came out of what group? Do you remember what group that was?
Four Lovers?
No. Well, Frankie Valli, I think, did, but there's a couple people that came out of a group called the Royal Teens. Remember short shorts? Who wears short shorts?
Bob Gotti overall short shorts.
Right. Boy, hey, Steve, this man's on a ball here, huh? All right. Well, hang on a second. We got to get your address and anything else. Give you some big prizes and stuff like that, all right?
Can I, just for the heck of it, give you another question?
Sure. Go ahead.
How many members have the Four Seasons had in the past say, since 1975.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Shoes were wearing when they recorded Sherry Baby, too.
Right. Well, the we'll be consistent on that, as they don't know on that either.
Okay.
What's the answer?
10 members 10? Total.
Ask us one more and see if we can get in. We're batting 1,000% so far.
One more quickie. Just one of those old quickies.
One more quickie. Okay. Who was the oldest member of the Four Seasons?
Frankie Valli.
Yeah.
Good guess.
I'm at 33% there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hang on the phone. We'll get you signed up for basketball bucks, okay?
Okay.
All righty. It's 251. Stephen Lee Cook along with Johnny Randolph on a special edition of your $1 Million Weekend. Again, this afternoon at 4 o'clock, Leonard Yates will be in here with the Kentucky Anna Flashback at a special time. He'll be taking us back 17 years ago today. And he'll be playing back Louisville's top 10 songs as we heard them on this date in 1968. Along with a special feature, Country Goes Pop. And here's one of the godfathers of that. Matter of fact, John, you were the first pop station when John Randolph was a top 40 program director of the year and all that. First station in the country.
Behind closed doors.
That you were programming there at the time.
That's right. Well, you know, if you sit there and play 100 brand new records, one of them's bound to make it. That was it.
So I learned to have that this afternoon as his special feature, Country Goes Pop, on Kentucky on a Flashback with their good friend Leonard Yates. Once again, here's the radar forecast from the 84 WHAS Weather Center. It's looking pretty good out there this afternoon. Mostly sunny. High today, 65. Tonight, increasing cloudiness with a 40% chance of showers. Low near 50. Then tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A 50% chance of rain and high 68. And currently downtown Louisville, it is right now 64 degrees. And over in Danville, it is over in John's neck of the woods. What is it over there, John? It's 63 down here. Real nice over there.
Yes, sir. Real nice. Beautiful.
And coming up next, more great music from 84 WHAS on your $1 Million Weekend.
When you stay in those big name expenses.